Something that we have in all families, fussy eaters. It's true, isn't it? We have them in every family. I bet you've got one in yours. I've definitely got them in mine. Well, new figures show that over 67,000 under fives in the West Midlands apparently are fussy eaters. And it seems that some adults don't grow out of being fussy either. 28% of adults are still what they call fussy eaters. Sally Preston joins us now to discuss this. She's a former food scientist. Good morning, Sally.
Morning.
It's like we're talking about it like a medical condition, aren't we? But, you know, every family has one, don't you? You have the same parents, two children, one is fine, one is normal, one is a fussy eater. How does it happen?
Well, the research shows actually it starts from a very early age. I think if children are not exposed to a wide variety of food, which is different colours, textures, flavours, odours, right from the very beginning, they start to think, well, that's what food tastes like. And so after the age of two, they shut down trying anything new at all. So it really does start almost at the first taste. It's so important that they try different things from day one.
But you see, you've got two children eating the same things. Yeah. One will try things, the other one won't.
I know, and that's to do with trying to persevere. What we now know from research is that sometimes you've got to try a food up to 20 times before you can say, do you know what, he really doesn't like that sort of product. And so many people just give in, and they give them a product, maybe broccoli or cauliflower once or twice, and they don't like it, they spit it out and they think, oh, I can't be bothered. But actually, putting a little bit of effort in when they're babies and toddlers to trying to train the taste buds, really, you're making your life easier for the future. But everyone's different. You know, some children love all different foods, some just won't try. But I think if parents persevered a little bit and also gave them a wide variety of products, you know, they're setting themselves up for better habits in the future.
Heather's got in touch with us on Facebook this morning. She said, my child is a very fussy eater. She eats virtually nothing. I'm in despair.
That we get this so often. We get this parents all the time from saying, God, what do I do? You know, how do I feed my child? I think the way through this really is to, it depends on the age of the child. If the child is above two, then they're going to be shutting down their receptors quite quickly. And the research shows that they don't start to try new foods till about eight, which is, oh, it's a very long time for parents. But I think the thing to do is just to try lots and lots of different things. So, you know, maybe they say they don't like fish. Well, why don't you try, say, a tuna and sweet corn pie, lots of potato, lots of other bits and bobs, and try and bring flavours in slowly. But I think perseverance and determination is the way through this. But it's hard. It's really tough for parents.
Matt's got in touch. He says, I wouldn't say our daughter is fussy. She tries things once and tells us if she likes it or not. It's getting her to eat all that's the problem. Mm. We make sure we don't give her loads of crisps and chocolate. But if she eats all her dinner and breakfast, then she gets a treat. Now, is bribery the thing with children, would you
well,
say?
Well, if it works, I suppose some people, yes, you should try that, I think, in a way. All you want them to do is have a wide variety of flavours and textures. And the bowl that's in front of them or the plate that's in front of them every day should look different. It should not always look like an orange gloop that smells the same every day. You should have lots of different variety on there to train them that food does come in a whole load of varieties and textures and colours. And if they eat half of it and they've enjoyed it, then why not? A little treat sometimes doesn't harm. We all like treats, don't we?
Now, can we grow out of this fussy eating habit? Because that's what I put on my Twitter account, Sally. And Denisa says, I'm definitely still picky, although I now eat lettuce, which I refused point blank as a child. Catherine has posted, never been a fussy eater, but my kids are. A teacher told me, if kids see their parents eat, they will eventually copy. Do you agree with that?
That's absolutely true. I think if a parent has a healthy attitude to food and they have a wide variety of foods and they enjoy the food, then the kids around the table, and again, that comes back to another thing is, you know, do we all sit around the table and have a family meal together, or are we all snacking on the hoof? But if you all sit around the table and the kids can see that the parents are enjoying a wide variety of stuff, they'll look and think, hey, you know, I fancy a bit of that, and why not?
Do you think we give children too much choice, though, these days?
Yes.
Would you like A, B, C or D for your dinner?
Yeah.
We had to sit down and have a lamb chop and three veg when my dad got home from the Lucas factory, you know, at 20 to 6 every night. And we did or we didn't. And that's all there was. But now you've got a menu for kids. You're asking them what they want at school. You're asking them what they want. You know,
I think
they created a rod for our own.
I do. I think there's too much choice, and I think there's too many people. If they don't like the first choice, they jump up and they start cooking something else. And if they don't like that, they jump up. And I think at the end of the day, I think parents really are making lives a little bit tough for themselves. If you give them a meal and they don't like it, they're going to go hungry. And then you've got to, if they're basically going to go hungry, and then next time they'll think, oh, I might actually try that. But if they know that you're going to leap up and start creating another meal for them, they can, can't they? They can have you running around after them.
I've got a 2.5-year-old in my family, and she's the only fussy one. I got her to eat 2 slices of carrot when I took her out recently, and that was about... Now, I felt terrible because I was looking after this child, don't forget. So next time she comes round, what do I do? Do I make her stay at the table until she's eaten? Or what do you do with a small child? Because I don't exactly... My husband doesn't understand this. She doesn't exactly reason with him.
No, the other problem, of course, is if it's not your own child, you do feel you behave slightly differently. And this is why it all goes right back to the very beginning. The research that we've done at Babylicious basically says that the first tastes at about 6 months are the ones that dictate how their food is. So at 2.5, you're sort of quite a long way down the road there, and it's tough. But variety, just keep introducing different colours, textures, flavours, and eventually they'll go, oh, I might try that pea, I might try that carrot. But if they've never seen peas or carrots from very early ages, they look at it, they're suspicious. What is this? Mm.
Thank you very much for your advice today. I think maybe, though, I'll just say to her mum, I'll have her when she's had her lunch. Bring her around to mine after she's eaten lunch. So it's not Auntie Jojo's problem. But anyway, Sally, lovely to speak to you this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for the advice there. It's part of Parental Advice Week this week. We thought we'd tackle fussy eaters.